Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 8th through 10th at the Tulsa Fairgrounds River Spirit Expo and see all the latest for farm and ranch from over 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars, test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower, and participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Live cattle and feeder cattle markets are both stronger to finish this Tuesday. We still haven't gone through the highs on the live cattle that were set 2 days ago, just above 112, 112.25 in December, currently just below 110. So we're still off the highs, but over the last 2 days of selling off, the market did reverse some, which will bring some confidence back into the market here as we go out through the rest of the week. March feeders rebounded nicely as well today. They were $2.02 higher at 123.40, nearly $3 higher at one point earlier today. And also at one point they were as low as 120, and closing at 123.40, you can see that some volatility has returned as the market did close about $3.40 off of the low. Midday box beef was just slightly higher choice, 191.63 up 24, select up 25 at 173.48. Choice Select spreads, $18.15. The overall cash market will be tested tomorrow morning on the Fed Cattle Exchange, expecting about 8,000 head there. And then throughout the rest of the week, it'll be interesting to see what develops from that point forward. We're quite a bit at a discount right now in the December live cattle futures toward the cash traded last week. So there's an opportunity there for it to move higher on the live cattle futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures, just a continuation of what we have been seeing. At one point, soybeans were up sharply, up about 16 or 17 cents at one point, but only closed up 4 cents. Corn was steady, and then the wheat futures just continuing to get beat up here, down 4 in Kansas City, July down to 428.5. So it's a continuation of these hedge funds buying beans, selling wheat, and then selling the corn. If you look at the chart on the July Kansas City wheat, it's poised to at least test the lows from about 4 trading days ago. And we're below the moving averages and have been selling off for, I don't know, two years now. So the market just continues to get beat up there on the wheat futures. This Friday, we're going to have a USDA report, which will be kind of the next test. The next big USDA report won't be until January. The export market remains on fire here. 198,000 metric tons of beans were sold to China, 276,000 metric tons of corn to South Korea. So the bean export market continues to be pretty robust. U.S. dollar today up 38 at 100.50. Stock market is up 14 in the Dow at 19,224. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.